Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony video blog. I'm Robbie, your fluency mentor, and in this video, we're going to look at the following English collocation: eagerly anticipating. And a collocation is, if you haven't been following my blog, I'll explain it to you. In a few words, collocation is two or more words in English that normally go together. So, eagerly anticipating is how native English speakers would normally refer to. But if you want to find out what it's all about, please bear with me for a few more minutes and you'll find it all out, my friends. Be patient. Hi guys, hello boys and girls, and welcome back to Robbie's video blog. So, what is eagerly anticipating? How do you use this collocation? So here's the first example sentence. If you've been my subscriber and you've been following my videos for a good while, I bet you've been eagerly anticipating the next English Harmony video to appear on the YouTube channel. So can you understand now what it means? You've been eagerly anticipating the next video to come up on the YouTube channel. I bet that even if you don't know what the word anticipate means, and if you don't know what the word eagerly means, you can infer the meaning of this collocation from the context alone. I bet you've been eagerly anticipating the next video to come up on my YouTube channel. It's obviously you've been waiting on my next video. You've been awaiting for it to pop up on the YouTube channel, and eagerly means you've been waiting for it very, very much. There's no need to describe this word eagerly using some fancy language. You just take it for what it is. Eagerly anticipate means that you wait for something to happen very, very much. And this collocation to eagerly anticipate something can be used in a wide variety of contexts. There is no set rules how to use this collocation. Whenever you wait on something to happen and you are waiting for it very, very much, you've been waiting for it for a long time, you can say that you're eagerly anticipating for something to happen. And here's another example. If you're a movie buff is someone who knows a lot about movies and films and TV shows and the like, right? If you're a real movie buff, then you always anticipate, you eagerly anticipate for the next movie to come out on the big screens. And then you're heading to the cinema, you're buying your big pack of popcorn, your Coke or whatever, and you're heading to the big room with the screen where the movie is projected from the opposite wall, and you're staring at a screen for the next 3 hours enjoying the movie. So if you're a real movie buff, you're eagerly anticipating on any new movie, on any new blockbuster movie that comes out pretty much every week nowadays, or every 2 weeks there's a big release, because Hollywood is very prolific means you see, I can't even explain what it means. Prolific is when someone is very productive in producing something, in doing something. Basically, performance-wise, someone or something is very, very productive, right? So the Hollywood movie industry is very prolific, it's very productive, cranking out new movies almost on a weekly basis, and we can see all the big names on the screen every week or every 2 weeks. So normally people eagerly anticipate on the next big movie to come out, right? And the one movie that I've been waiting for is The Maze Runner. I read the book, or to be more precise, I read the series of books in the Maze Runner series, and it's a dystopian fiction. If you don't know what it is, you may as well just check out this video where I'm talking about it. And that's the next movie I'm going to see. And to be honest with you guys, I haven't been to the cinema for years, for a couple of years for sure. Because, first of all, I haven't got much time to watch movies or TV for that matter. I just watch some odd TV show on Netflix, and lately it's been Breaking Bad. That's what I'm actually addicted to. Here you can read about Breaking Bad, and I can actually tell you guys that I'm watching it for the fourth time. Yes, a couple days ago I finished watching the entire series for the third time, and now I'm on the fourth time watching Breaking Bad. And don't get me wrong, I'm not watching it like the whole time. I just do it whenever I get the chance, whenever I'm eating, mainly. I have my meals and then I just have my tablet in front of me and I watch Breaking Bad and I find it fascinating. I personally believe that there is no other show that can beat Breaking Bad. And by now it's actually become a cult TV show. It's got cult following. And but I have to give you the third example of eagerly anticipating, right? So let me think of something. Eagerly anticipate. What do I personally eagerly anticipate? Little children eagerly anticipate the arrival of winter because it marks the beginning of the holiday season, of the Christmas season. And obviously, small kids like Christmas presents. The older we get, the less we anticipate Christmas, I would imagine, because we've had it all over the years. We had all the gadgets that we wanted, and the older we are, the less we actually need. I think I wouldn't be wrong in saying that that's a general rule, right? An older person doesn't want so many shiny things and new presents because they don't put as much value onto things as children do, right? So children eagerly anticipate their arrival of winter because it marks the beginning of the holiday season. The Christmas cheer is in the air, and obviously Santa Claus is coming down the chimney and bringing all the gifts. And it's a sad thing from one perspective that it's all about money, all about buying gifts, and the commercial machinery is going stronger every year, and it's all about consumerism, all about getting those Christmas presents, and everyone is stressed out, and there are a lot of people, including me, who would buy the Christmas presents at the very last possible moment, right? Anyway, children eagerly anticipate Christmas, and so do we adults. We also anticipate something, right? What is it that you eagerly anticipate? Post it in the comment section below, my friend. Tell me what it is that you eagerly anticipate, and show me and show others that you can use this newly acquired English collocation to eagerly anticipate something. Thanks for watching, and talk to you soon again. Bye-bye.